Alisa Weilerstein is here. The American cellist was born not too far from us here in Toronto, in Rochester, New York, to musician parents Vivian and Donald Weilerstein. She started playing cello at 2-3 years old and debuted with the Cleveland Orchestra at age 13. In the years that have followed, a sparkling, award-winning career working with major orchestras, so many of them all over the planet, but also solo and chamber projects, including performing with her parents. She's won the Leonard Bernstein Prize, the MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant, while traveling around the world to perform works from the masters, Dvorak, Elgar, Bruch, Rachmaninoff, and Bach, of course, but also a champion of contemporary works, names like Golijov, Auerbach, and Hallman. Speaking of contemporary, the 21C Music Festival continues this week at Kerner Hall through the Royal Conservatory of Music. On Saturday, Alisa Weilerstein and her team present Fragments. The idea is to create a space for performer, composer, and listener that is at once physically intimate and philosophically expansive. The project for solo cello weaves together the 36 movements of Bach's cello suites and 27 newly commissioned works, 6 hour-long chapters in all, and we will see chapter 1 and 2 here in Toronto. We are so thrilled to introduce Alisa Weilerstein to the Oasis for the first time. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
We should note a Canadian connection, and you weren't too far from us when you were growing up, I guess, in Rochester, but Montreal is sort of a second home these days. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
I'll point out to people, too, your husband, Raphael Payare, is a music director there. And so I guess these little stints perhaps happen in Montreal.
They do, as well as in San Diego. So we make our homes in both places.
San Diego, a far cry from Rochester, my friend.
Indeed.
There seems to be flowers and sunshine. It looks very nice.
Oh, it's so gorgeous there. It's all the time. It's paradise.
And I know the family has grown in the last year, so congrats.
Thank you so much. Yes, and actually, it's very appropriate. Today is my little one's birthday.
Oh. Actually,
her very first birthday.
That is so sweet. I think of myself and my family maybe flying once or twice a year, but I know it's very, very different for an in-demand classical musician, right?
Yeah, very different. And so the kids are both very used to traveling.
We just had Anne Sophie Mutter on the program this past Monday. And like you, she has certain contemporary composers and voices that she champions. And when you're being asked to travel around the world and play Bach and Dvorak and Elgar, but you have this passion for pieces written maybe in the last 100 years, why is that so important for your musical brain?
It's funny. I was just actually speaking to my agent this morning, and I reiterated the fact that I'm happiest when I'm wearing many hats, and preferably many hats at once. So I never have liked playing, for example, Dvorak Concerto for weeks on end. As much as I adore the Dvorak Concerto, it would actually be the same as, say, if I were playing, I don't know, a contemporary composer's work 5 weeks in a row. I would be quite unhappy doing that as well. I like having a wide variety of repertoire at my fingertips anytime. And it's just taps into more of my brain and heart and even just fingers. I mean, it's just, I like exercising all parts of what I hope to be able to do.
So Broadway, not necessarily for you, that repetition.
No, not necessarily Broadway, although I love it. But
it is so repetitive. I mean, you hear people who either love that or it will drive them wild. Absolutely.
I would have a hard time with that, I think. I admire people who can do it, but I find that one informs the other. Let's say if I'm playing contemporary music along with Bach, as I am now, or if I'm playing romantic music along with contemporary music and with Bach, I find they all inform each other. And so they even improve the other, you know.
And I think a well put together program, you can really feel that.
Oh, yes, for sure.
So here in Toronto and around the world, something of a hybrid with Fragments. And if you are just joining us, cellist Alisa Weilerstein is with us. She will perform Fragments at Kerner Hall this Saturday, 7 p.m., part of the 21C Music Festival. Tickets at rcmusic.com. I remember hearing from Yo-Yo Ma about the cello suites from Bach that as you continue to play them as a cellist, you really do grow with them.
You can return
to them that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no question about it for all cellists. And I know Yo-Yo is among them. So I've had some great conversations with him about the suites. It's a bit of a conundrum because they must be played and yet we feel like they can't be played because right. we feel like we never do them justice. But actually, he was quite helpful to me when I was getting ready to record the suites. I called him and he said something to the effect of, you know, I recorded them in 2019. I was 37 and that was a snapshot in time. And this was where I was with them at that moment. And then I might record them again in 10 years and it will be very different. And I accept that. And this, in a way, is what's given me the courage to share them with people as I also grow with them.
So what have you done exactly to the Bach suites here with this project?
I mean, with Fragments?
Yeah. What is it that you are hoping people are going to experience and what is the experience musically?
Well, I've commissioned 27 composers in all for a multi-season project, which is called Fragments. And this is actually the world premiere. The programs 1 and 2 are being rolled out this year. So each program is about an hour of music without pause for solo cello. Each program has one Bach suite in it, although it's played in a very different way than you might have heard them before. Mm. Each movement is woven into a entirely original fabric of commissioned music. So I asked all of these 27 composers to do the same thing, which was to write up to 10 minutes of music in 2 or 3 fragments that could each stand alone. And I told them that I was going to weave them with other works of new music as well as movements of Bach. And this has been really, really fascinating to see what's come back because I chose a very wide pool of composers in every sense. These are all composers that I really admire. I love their music. Secondly, I wanted to have a very wide range of age, name recognition. So they're very famous names there in the classical world anyway, as well as some young and up and coming composers, other composers that I feel haven't gotten enough attention and I would like to bring them out. The group is also gender balanced and racially and ethnically diverse. I think 11 different nationalities are represented as well. It's a very wide range of musical styles. It's all contemporary classical music, so there's no electronic music or anything like that, but the language is so different from one composer to another, and it has been so much fun getting to know these pieces. So the atmosphere is very much one of fun and discovery and depth. I mean, some of these pieces are interesting. I love all of them, but there are some that are especially, you know, moving and very, very deep. And one other tenet of this, which might be a bit unusual for some, but I think actually is really, really important, is that we hand you a program of everything that you've heard after the performance rather than before.
Wow.
My hope is that everyone will just listen first rather than categorize.
Attach a name or attach a feeling to Correct. That name or what have you. Let's hear the music first and then make our decision.
Let's hear what these composers have to say before we think about who they are or where they've come from or why or anything else. It's a much purer way to listen. I'm trying to listen to all music that way myself now, actually. The other element, of course, I started working with Elkanah Pulitzer, who is a fantastic director. She's done amazing work with it in opera and theater. And Seth Reeser is her lighting designer, who is just a genius. They're both just wonderful artists. And they are responding visually to the music. And so there is a set that travels with me. There are set pieces that have lighting in them individually. It's not theater, but there are theatrical elements. They also serve as a kind of guide. I mean, ultimately, it just makes it a more visceral, more complete kind of experience. And it makes it more fun. It's really an atmosphere of discovery. And I just invite you to go on this adventure with me.
Saturday evening, Kerner Hall. Nice room, by the way. Beautiful sound.
I know.
For
I can't
you,
wait to so. Be in there again. I love that room.
All right. When we have somebody as talented as you here on the program, Elisa Weilerstein, we like to ask a few rapid fire questions. And so here we go. Rochester, New York, Montreal, or San Diego?
Oh, God.
What's the place?
Montreal and San Diego. I can choose too, right? You didn't say I couldn't choose too.
If you didn't live there, it would be where?
Well, I lived in Berlin before that and I loved it. So I would be happy to be living in Berlin as well.
I think every classical musician should spend a little time in one of those
Most
cities
definitely.
In Europe, right?
Definitely. Yes. Yes, I agree.
Your favorite cellist right now?
Overall, Jacqueline Dupré.
Lovely. Your yes. favorite Bach cello suites recording?
Casals.
It's good. I'm liking the one words.
Bit more, rapid fire.
I bet they are. You're right. A little loftier here to finish. Your hope for classical music as a culture going forward?
That we rid ourselves of the myth that if this is an elitist art form. It's not. It's for everyone.
I love it. Elisa Weilerstein, no. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Elisa Weilerstein presents Fragments as part of the 21C Music Festival at Kerner Hall this Saturday evening. We just heard about some of the details. Incredible. I think it's going to be an incredible night. 7 p.m. start time. The Bach Cello Suites and so much more. Tickets at rcmusic.com. This is Elisa Weilerstein in performance on the New Classical FM.